Hello everyone.
Hello.
This is our third video of the Agile Retrospective series. We talked about two workshops in the Set the Stage section of an Agile Retrospective meeting. You can reach these videos from the card that is at the upper right corner now. In this video, we will talk about two more workshops for the Set the Stage section.
In addition to the two workshops we explained in the previous videos, the third workshop we'll explain now is called Focus on Focus Off workshop. This is mostly used in the first iteration or sprint retrospective.
What is the purpose of this workshop?
Its purpose is to have effective communication between the people in the meeting. One tries to prevent blaming within the team. If a person fears that someone might blame him or her, then that person might not tell everything to the other people. In addition, one becomes reluctant to make experiments. Courage and openness might be lost, which we would not want. We want the participants to set aside blaming and judgment.
What are the steps of this workshop?
The meeting organizer or scrum master welcomes the participants, goes over the meeting goal, and gives information about the meeting agenda. Then productive and unproductive communication patterns are described. Patterns like blaming and making judgment are unproductive. The retrospective leader shows a table written on the board, which you see on the screen now. The meeting organizer asks each person to write on a piece of paper what each pair of words means for that person. Also, the person is supposed to concentrate on which word is more positive than the other. Then everybody reads whatever was written on the paper. Then the meeting organizer shows the following table. This way, the meeting organizer shows what is positive compared to the other choice. The meeting organizer says that the way the meeting is conducted will be aligned with the words on the left. The participants are asked to avoid the behavior related to the words on the right.
Okay. How long does it take, Mr. Izgi?
About 15 minutes would be enough.
I see. Now let's talk about another workshop conducted in the Agile Retrospective meetings, Working Agreements. Its name is Working Agreement. Okay, Mr. Izgi, when is it suitable to conduct Working Agreement workshop?
They can be conducted in sprint or iteration retrospective meetings, as well as release and project retrospective meetings.
Okay, why do we conduct this workshop?
Actually, the working agreements must be clarified long before the retrospective meeting starts. In the case of Scrum, this is before the first sprint starts. The team charter can include the working agreements. On the other hand, depending on the observation during this sprint, the working agreements need to be updated from time to time. The aim of this retrospective workshop is to update the present working agreements, if needed, of course. The aim of establishing the working agreements before the first sprint starts was improving the productivity of the team. For example, one establishes a set of behaviors for productive discussions. It will be each team member's responsibility to follow the working agreements. It will be the responsibility of the whole team to notice and bring it to the team's attention when a working agreement is violated.
How much time do we need for this retrospective workshop?
About half an hour would be enough.
Okay, what kind of activities do we perform in this workshop?
This workshop can be conducted in different ways. For example, the team can work in small groups, about three people in a group, to develop candidate working agreements. The aim is to collect the proposed working agreement items and the proposed updates to the existing working agreement items. How this is done depends on the personal choice of the retrospective leader. The working agreements apply throughout the project life cycle. On the other hand, when we consider the working agreements related to the retrospective meetings, don't make the list too long. About five would be okay. It can be a little bit more or less, too. If there are too many items, then they will be hard to remember and follow. Here, the consensus can be reached by different means, for example, by using the methods we explained in one of our previous videos. You see the related link as a card on the screen now.
Thank you, Mr. Rizgi. We have reached the end of our video. Please subscribe to our channel and like our videos. You can support us from our Patreon page. Hope to see you in our new videos.
We'll be glad if you write your comments below our videos. Also, feel free to ask any questions you might have. Contact us using our email addresses if you are interested in our courses. Goodbye.
Bye-bye.